He's going to get in later today, and then we'll get him on the ice over the next few days. I would like to see him in some games. I don't have one scheduled yet, but we're happy he chose us, and we're excited. Just what I've watched on the video that was cut, real good speed, but more importantly on the puck, real high intensity. You know, the biggest challenge sometimes you have with young players coming into the NHL from amateur is the pace, you know, almost turning them pro, the idea that parts of your shift aren't coasting, you're on the puck, and he's got that. So he's got that level, real good stick defensively, killed some penalties for him, real smart player. But I think the thing that I'm excited to see is his ability to get on the puck and stay on the puck.
Obviously, you called up Chase on an emergency basis. Do you expect Chris to be available tonight?
Yeah, we want to get him back to the rink again tonight. His morning skate was pretty good. He wasn't feeling great yesterday, but he's feeling much better today. So we'll see how he comes back and gets into the skate tonight.
I know you don't necessarily like the spoiler role, but in and out, when you have two non-playoff teams, does the mentality change at all going into tonight? Or you just
Well, I think both teams hope not, right? So what you're afraid of in a game is that you start making plays that you wouldn't make when there was something on the line. So that's something that Philadelphia wasn't trying to do last game. They're going to play it right. They're not going to build more risk into a play because they've got so much on the line, and that's the mental challenge for tonight. And, you know, you'll see it with Mark's line especially, because we're asking those guys to kind of push their boundaries a little bit and read those plays that they can make and give them room to make those plays at the same time, respect the game, and we're trying to win a hockey game. So making sure that there's not an unacceptable amount of risk because there's not as much of a cost to it.
Paul, when everybody's talking about next year already too and what your lineup might look like, is there a danger of, or how do you balance almost too young, or how do you mix, having the proper influencers in the room and the veteran guys around versus wanting to take a look at all your prospects?
Well, I mean, are we talking about just in these last six games, or are you talking about more into the summer? So that's a big part of what this year was, getting to know the young players that come in and where they fit for next year and what kind of players they need around them to help them develop and to help us win at the same time. So at the start of the year, brought in four new forwards. A third of our forward group was new. And then now we're looking at some other guys. Armia comes in and the Tanev signing. So we're going to – but that's a big bulk of what you're trying to take out of the end of the year, is that when you put it on the board, you have a better idea of what your young players need to continue to help us win. But then you're going to get to training camp, and it's a competition again. So if a young player comes in and is just better, then we're going to get younger. And you'll have to try to balance it as best you can.
Seems to be a bit of a fixation, though, on the younger guys versus what we already know from some. And so I guess you don't want to kick to the curb a bunch of veteran guys that are proven commodities too, right?
Correct. I mean, they would not lose a job on age, but if a player is just better, then that's happens every year on every team. I met with five of the veteran guys before the Philadelphia game and realized there were only five of them. We've got, four veteran guys out of our lineup. We're not talking about them, and it's natural at this time of the year that we're talking about the kids. But no, you're not talking about pushing out good players here that are going to be a part of it.
Quick one on Brian Little, just a status update.
Back on the ice, full contact today, but it's a light contact day for him. Healing's going very, very well. He'll continue on that, and then it's going to be the doctor's call. But the line on that one is at 100% and not shorter. So we want him to build the strength in a hockey environment to help the healing process and the reconditioning process. I don't know is the best answer for you, whether I put him in the lineup, but if he's at 100% healthy and he wants to play and he feels he needs it for a bit of confidence to get back in the lineup, we'll take a real hard look at it.